The national energy grid has held up over the weekend despite soaring demand because of the heat waves across much of southeast Australia. Sydney yesterday recorded its hottest day since 1939, above 47 degrees. But one energy market expert is warning that the real test of the national electricity grid this summer is still to come. Lexi Metherill reports.
They may have had different views on the state of play, but local and international spectators at the Sydney Cricket Ground yesterday could agree on one thing.
It was hot. Yeah, it was hot.
Very hot. Too hot.
We were in the members, so it was bearable, but it was still really bloody hot.
Very hot, my dear.
And spare a thought for the players.
They've taken the temperature out in the middle during the lunch break, and it's over 50 degrees. It's hot by any standards.
England's bowlers went into meltdown as the mercury soared in Sydney.
The highest temperature reached yesterday in the Sydney region was 47.3 at Penrith. That's the highest we've seen anywhere in the Sydney region since 1939.
Dr. Blair Truin is a senior climatologist with the Bureau of Meteorology.
On Saturday, we saw very hot conditions in particularly Victoria and South Australia, but mostly only at a level which you'd expect to see once every couple of years. For example, Melbourne had its hottest day in 2 years. When the heat moved more into New South Wales, the thing which was particularly notable about it was that the heat came all the way out to the coast, which doesn't always happen with these events, and the Sydney region was pretty much in the sweet spot for really extreme heat.
The national electricity market operator, AEMO, had been bracing for this weekend. While there were blackouts in parts of Sydney's Ausgrid network due to heavy use and cable outages, the national power system held up. Tony Wood is the Energy Program Director at the Grattan Institute.
Well, the grid performed well, and I think that's the way many would have expected it would, given A, how much work had been done in the lead-up to this summer, and B, the specific circumstances were relatively confined to New South Wales. Now, there were relatively low demand in terms of meeting very high peaks in Victoria and South Australia and Tasmania, so the system wasn't put under major stress, but it certainly responded well. And, you know, I think it's a sign that things are under control for this summer. I mean, the worst time is to come. But broadly, I think it says that the preparations that we've been done for summer have been well done.
Why are conditions worse ahead for the grid?
Well, the worst circumstances we tend to get in the east coast of Australia are as we get towards the end of the summer holidays, people are back at work, kids are back at school, and during the week. But we should remember that relative to this time last year, a lot of the actions that were taken by the system operator to address the closure of Hazelwood and the fact that some gas-fired power stations had been offline last summer have all been addressed. So we're actually in a better shape in that sense than we were last summer. And so I think we can be still confident that things will go smoothly, although you'd never want to be complacent.
Tony Wood, the Energy Program Director at the Grattan Institute, ending Lexi Metherill's report.